here on The Hang Zone every Tuesday at 12:15.
Gordon!
Although we still have 7 seconds, so it's 12:15.
Gordon!
Gordon's a literalist.
Gordon!
A textualist.
Gordon!
Is that what you would say?
Gordon! I'm an originalist.
Originalist.
Gordon!
What do you say if you interpret the Bible literally?
A literalist.
Oh, okay. So I was right. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, I'm not a literalist when it comes to the Bible, by the way.
No?
No.
You think
not
women,
at all. That's the most ridiculous position I've ever heard of.
Well, then get out.
Women can wear makeup, you're saying?
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, come on.
In studio, Gordon Keith, his weekly
visit. We don't need them to be wearing
visit.
All that taunt paint.
We got Gordo on LHO Day.
I was going to say, it's kind of like your Christmas. You're
it's not my Christmas.
Rushing around here, you're wearing your full body pajamas, all excited.
Lugging the tub.
Because everybody knows, you know, the last Thursday of a full week, is that the way it is?
What?
The last what? Thursday of a full week. Oh, Donovan's here, too. Help me, Donovan.
Yes.
So,
introduce Donovan.
Talking Thanksgiving, right?
Donovan!
Right. Thanksgiving is the last Thursday of a full week. Because there's a Thursday next week, right? But it's not Thanksgiving.
Right. But Thursday.
What is he saying?
No, he's right.
I don't
right.
know what you're trying to get
He's right.
Get
the
at,
last
though.
Thursday of the full week is Thanksgiving. If next week was a full week, Thanksgiving
oh, yes,
wouldn't
yes.
be this week.
Okay.
It'd be next week.
Yeah, it's odd to have Thanksgiving this early.
That's all he's trying to say.
And everybody knows. The last Tuesday of a full week in November is always JFK Assassination Day.
That's right.
It's always 2 days before Thanksgiving. And that's why Gordon is here today.
Yes. I even brought my special LHO sack lunch of a cheese sandwich and an apple.
Did you ever read the Bill James book?
Popular Crime?
Popular Crime, yeah.
No, what is that?
So Bill James, he's a baseball
That's Monty's guy, right? Isn't that Monty's Make-A-Wish guy?
Yeah. It's Kevin James, sir.
Oh, okay.
Different people.
Right. Bill James is a baseball nerd. He helped shape analytics as we know it. And he also happens to be just a...
High-end.
A nerd as well, because he wrote a book called Popular Crime. And what that book is,
yeah.
is he read... Do you remember the number? It was 500 books or so.
Yeah.
Maybe approaching 1,000 books on different crimes. So let's say the Son of Sam, he read 10 books on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came
I
up with...
I can't last that long.
He came up with his theory.
You can run it back.
On that crime. So the JFK assassination.
Yes.
He's read 20, 30 books on... different theories on who killed JFK,
mm-hmm.
and then he formed his opinion on what he thinks after reading all of the books.
And what did he say?
He thinks it was a Secret Service guy from the next car.
Right. That seems to be very popular these days.
After reading all of the different explanations,
yeah.
he landed upon that one as his favorite.
Yes.
And I was wondering, from a guy who knows a little bit about this... what you've landed on is your favorite.
So I don't know if this is the exact
your
one
favorite.
That he's talking about, but there's one that a Secret Service guy accidentally shot
yes.
JFK.
Yeah.
But the first two shots, like there was a real assassination attempt. This is the way I understand the theory, which I guess was Lee Harvey Oswald. But after Lee Harvey Oswald got off a couple shots, there was a breaking in the car behind Kennedy, and the Secret Service guy lurched forward and accidentally hit the trigger on his and blew off Kennedy's head. I shouldn't be smiling when I say that. That's very,
yeah, but you were, though.
Very serious. Well, it's a little bit silly. My friend Jeff has the theory that JFK stood up and did it himself.
Okay.
That he was tired of Jackie. That, to me, is also just as ridiculous.
Being tired of her?
So you think the Secret Service thing is ridiculous?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what do you believe?
I believe that Lee Harvey Oswald shot John F. Kennedy from the school book depository.
Because that makes your bathtub more valuable?
No. bathtub's valuable no matter what.
Okay.
Because, now, is there any sort of...
Because I've bathed in it.
Coaxing from higher powers? Or is it just...
No, no. I mean, everything you study about Oswald, it completely fits with what something he would do. And he even tried it before in April of that year to kill another political figure with the same rifle. And that bullet also matched the same gun that he owned. He even left a note for Marina the time he went out to assassinate General Walker, saying what he had was doing, telling her that if he's captured alive, he'll be at the jail and come. You can come see me at the jail, and gave her the address of that. And so, I mean, it's pretty clear cut. But I think what conspiracy theorists think is it's too clear cut.
Mm.
And they have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I heard your explanation this morning. That sounded very valid on conspiracy theorists.
I mean, if it's
too clear cut, that proves it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, okay, like you guys...
But if it's too muddy, well, that's why it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the same conclusion no matter what. You guys all witnessed the JFK, I mean, the OJ thing, another initial person.
Okay.
Did y'all watch that trial?
A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I was in elementary school, but I think I've told Dan this before. They actually took us into the gymnasium so that we could watch the verdict.
That's insane.
God, that seems crazy.
Yeah, they wheeled a TV in
elementary school.
I was 9.
What did I think the results 10? Would be?
I don't know, but the teachers were steamed.
Is it just because it was a big moment in history and they wanted you to experience it?
I guess so. But to your point, yes.
My point is that you watch that and you see so many questions that get you so deep in the mud on it that you don't zoom out once again to think about how insane this is that an entire police department would conspire to frame a guy that they don't even know whether he has a solid alibi yet, but already they're planting evidence and making sure they get blood evidence every which way. You got her blood and Ron Goldman's blood in his Bronco, also on a sock at his residence. And then you have a bloody glove at his residence that wasn't seen by 14 people who were there before Mark Furman. So Furman somehow got it before he was even called to the scene or had some co-conspirator, but yet 14 people didn't see it. They said there never was a second glove at the Bundy residence. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I mean, I'm just picking out a few here. That the one story that all the evidence fits best with is OJ did it. But you get up on the stand and you have a however many month trial and the defense is able to throw enough mud in the water that you start going, well, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just so complicated, and there's so many questions about it. I mean, how could you convict someone if there's so many questions?
Plus, Mark Furman said the N-word.
Right, which was such an incendiary issue.
Ooh, yeah.
That if someone has said the N-word, then they absolutely will not only risk going to the death penalty, getting the death penalty themselves, which is what it would be if you plant evidence in a capital crime, that you're willing to go to the gas chamber on the chance that you can get this other guy to go to the gas chamber. And the guys that you've never met before that you get to the scene over there at Bundy, you're able to convince them, go along with me here. I'm going to say that I found this glove over here. And are you willing to risk your career? Yeah, I'll do that for you. Because you seem like a cool guy. I mean, 5 minutes I've talked to you. And, hey, you're also willing to go to the executioner's chair yourself, right? I mean, I'm a little bit more iffy on that one, but once again, you seem cool.
But the truth isn't dramatic enough for everyone to satisfy the urge of everything else around. Right. Like, it's so simple to say, well, yeah, he did it.
Right.
And that's the end of the story.
Right.
But it's not him with the gloves on looking like they don't fit.
Yeah, they don't
fit. How could I have these on when they don't fit? I mean, when I have other gloves on underneath because we're protecting evidence.
If these gloves don't fit me, as I'm wearing latex gloves and as I stopped taking my diuretic that keeps my hands from swelling due to arthritis or whatever it was, then all the other evidence doesn't make any sense.
And then a cute little rhyme afterwards, and then everything is great. Right.
Let me ask you this, though. You, Donovan, frankly. Do you think most people in the black community who alibi for OJ actually believe he didn't do it, or do they view it from the standpoint of we're going to get one back?
I think it's the latter. And I think a lot of people...
Because I've actually never met somebody who thinks he's
innocent. Because let me tell you, before this trial, I'm just going to speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can speak for. I felt that OJ didn't give a dang about the black community.
Right.
Whatsoever. And
he's
now
not
all
black,
of a sudden, he's on trial for murder, and now it seems like he wants to embrace his blackness now because it's the issue of black versus white, and now he has enough money to get away with it. And I think that's what, that's how I thought about it, is that, oh my gosh, this brother did it and got away with it because he's rich. Like, that doesn't happen. That only happens to white people, not black people. So, yay. Mm-hmm. But I didn't yay. It's like, I don't care. But it was such, it was a genius part on the defense to make it a race thing. That's probably the only way they thought that they could have him found not guilty of it, is to make it a race thing. And it worked. And OJ went back to not caring about black people. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I guess, what has he done since then? I don't know.
Going out to find the killer. Because I'm definitely
I can't
need
go back to California.
And let's go to the golf course.
You know what Shapiro and Cochran and all those guys did? Remember when the jury had to tour OJ's home? And they took out all the pictures of him and all his white golf buddies and they put up, you know, African-American art everywhere and this kind of stuff. So they, wow. I mean, it's a brilliant move on their part,
and it worked.
I want you to do that for me whenever I get jammed up.
What? Replace all your art with African-American art?
Yeah.
That'd be a weird tactic.
Like, what are you in for?
And, hey, Jake, I heard you got a speeding ticket. Let me get into your home.
Here's a photo of you in a dashiki.
Right. Playing Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday version.
I'll put
all
a picture
over
of,
again.
I'll put a Getty Images or an AP photograph of Pelosi and them when they were kneeling.
Right,
remember
with
that
watermark? Oh,
that really
do
ridiculous
I remember it.
Photo they had.
You know I remember it.
Oh, jeez.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
What?
You in Pelosi's chest area just sickens me.
It's kind of shocking.
Anyway.
When you first learn about it.
So, yes.
Yeah, I think they're relatively new.
So, yeah, this is the anniversary.
How old is she? Just got implants, you're
82?
Saying?
Nicole Simpson dying, I guess.
I never noticed them before. Did you?
No, but I can't say that I've just seen a lot of pictures of her.
I've seen enough
to know that they're new.
When are you dating?
Like, she got an 80-year-old got implants.
Yeah.
When do you think she got them?
October 15th.
I mean, you're saying that she got them before she was in a position of leadership there, or
no,
she's got them within
them
the past
recently.
Couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're recent.
You think Paul wanted those? Paul Pelosi?
No comment.
I thought he likes dudes with hammers.
Paul,
that's what Jake
and,
told me.
What?
Yeah.
No one told you anything. So, Gordon,
there was no sign of a break-in. I want the sign of a breakout on Nancy Pelosi's face.
Wait, what?
I want her superimposed on Nancy Pelosi's face.
Why would you have said that?
I have no idea what I'm talking about there, where that came from.
What are we talking about? That could be an AI thing.
Yeah.
You never actually said that.
Yes. That's AI produced fake news.
How are you celebrating today? Like, will you?
I'm not celebrating today. I'm observing.
This is your day, though.
Somberly.
It really is.
What are you doing? Like, are you going to go and drive on the X?
Go away, Biden.
I'm so excited.
Keep waking up every 45 minutes or an hour.
Like, Chris, like I said on the morning show, I stayed up until the clock flipped to midnight. I just couldn't sleep.
Oh, God.
I'm not doing coke, celebrating the Kennedy.
Will you drive by the X today?
Slow down. Did you sleep in the bathtub last night?
No.
Will there be a ton of people down there today? Like,
yeah,
I feel like
that's how I go.
Yeah.
That's how I go home every day. So
are they waiting for him to return?
Really?
Yeah.
You drive down Elm?
I drive the X every day.
I know. Do you see the mechanical Lee Harvey Oswald leaning out the window?
That's not. Wasn't he supposed to come back a few months ago downtown?
I was nervous, though. The only time I was nervous
Jr.
driving down was
for the Stones concert.
But I'm saying, though, wasn't he supposed to reappear?
Right. And they had a huge crowd there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time I was nervous driving down that way, because I felt that just at any possible moment, something may ring out. And I went a little extra speed past it. I changed lanes.
On the 50th anniversary, I was down there shouting alongside Alex Jones. I got involved with his crowd. And I was standing right in front of Alex Jones as he had the bullhorn shouting that it was a conspiracy.
Couple left turns here and there, and that's you.
Me, Alex Jones?
Yeah. In court. Deplatformed.
Do you think they should set up something where you could pay money? The city could make money like this.
To take the challenge, the three-shot challenge?
You know Eric Johnson,
from the window?
Yeah, so it's like a paintball thing. And you get a car driving.
Jeez Louise.
It's like a fake car, but you get to go up in the window and just see. Yeah.
And take the shot?
Yeah.
To raise awareness for the assassination.
Right.
You could even have a fundraiser. How many people would pay, to take those shots to see if that's what they can do?
What do you mean when you say it's like a fake car?
Maybe an amusement park ride type thing. So it's a car, but it's on a rail, and it'll just go over there, and then it'll go around, and... You know, it'll start again.
It's a small world's playing.
The new crowd loads in.
All these little dolls clapping as you drive down Elm.
So you get to the, how many were in the JFK car?
How many were in there?
Yeah.
Three. Four, five. Five or six. I can't remember if there was someone in the passenger
seat. So you're waiting in line, and you could either be in the car, or you could wait in line to be up and be one of the shooters.
Take the shot. Do you get like a stuffed Pink Panther?
What's your incentive to be the JFK character?
One's stuffed, right?
It's a paintball thing. It's like buddies. You do it with your buddies.
You pay to be the shooter.
Yeah, but you want to be... Don't you think it'd be fun to be in the car?
No.
No.
Yeah, you put on a helmet.
Not at all. That's probably the least fun out of this whole thing is to be in the car.
You're misreading the fun element.
I think the line will be way longer.
I'm just trying to make more money for the city.
Than being
I care more about the city.
He's got noble aims.
I'd like to funnel all the funds to the police department.
Just trying to think of how many failed amusement park attractions there would be where it's like, you're the guy who dies. Like, I don't want to do that. Why would I want to do that one?
We're workshopping it.
You guys, this is a safe space for Dan's ideas. Come on. Let's not shoot him down yet.
What's up with this World Cup
the
thing?
LHO did with Kennedy.
Why are you bringing it back to soccer again?
I'm just seeing a lot of news.
Go on. Go on, Norm. You saw something on the TV.
That's just weird notes.
Have to mention it and talk about it.
No, I'm just wondering what you guys have on the World Cup.
You're a World Cup guy.
Oh, that's so tense.
So happy JFK Day, Gordon.
No, it's not happy. This is a very sad day.
So it needed to be done.
In bathtub collecting history.
It needed to be done.
So will you take the same route to Parkland that they took? And like, I just want to know how you observe this whole entire
day. Yeah,
you're
going to go to the movie theater today?
Right.
You know what the movie theater is doing today? They're showing the actual two movies that were playing that day and charging the actual admission that Oswald skipped out on. That's why they went in after him, because they said it was suspicious.
And he brought in his own food.
No, like he didn't bring his own food.
Stuck in some ribs.
brought his own pistol.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. So he didn't pay, and that's the only reason they got him?
Well, just that he was acting suspicious, and he went in without paying.
What two movies were playing?
I don't know.
You know everything about this.
Probably one of them War is Hell and Cry of Battle. Ah!
Not Zookeeper.
No.
Car Wash.
Deep Throat.
All right. Well, thanks, Gordon.
Well, yes. I just want everyone to keep Kennedy in their prayers today. This is a bad day for Dallas and the nation. And, dare I say, the Kennedy family.
Wow, that's possibly a little bit too far.
Sports opinions.
All right, that's our Tuesday bit with Gordo. We now have a closing song.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. And hey, can we look ahead today at 4:15?
Ooh, big draft day.
Yes.
That's right. Do you want to give me a quick pitch?
Dan was interviewing me to see
I'm trying to do pre-draft interviews with all the candidates.
And what was the one question you asked me?
If your mom's a hooker.
Yes. The infamous Dez Bryant question.
Because his mom... Well, okay, we were talking this out.
Yeah.
His mom was a hooker.
Off air, we were talking this out.
And we were...
I don't know that that's true.
Is it true that his dad is his grandpa?
Okay. Jeez.
Is that not true?
I'm out of this.
I don't know for sure.
Thanks for having
But is that theorized?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just, it's true that they're not sure who his dad is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's another conspiracy theory. It's on the lines of OJ and JFK.
You're trying to avoid the question about your mom being a hooker. And
that's right.
I'm not sure that I can trust you with the first pick.
That's right. You have the third pick, right?
Yes.
George goes first.
And he's not allowed to draft you because he can't draft a
Correct.
Teammate.
Correct. And then...
Davey's second, and Davey's he can't second. Draft you with the first pick because he's hosting the morning show.
What do you mean?
So
you
the...
You can't be put in your same time slot.
Not with the very
Just
first
with the first pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a look at possibly Gordon. I have Donovan out there. Norm.
Fernando.
Ty. Sean. I mean, I'm just trying to interview each person before the draft and...
I would
what
love
can you bring to the table?
To be part of your team, Dan. But I don't know what I can bring to the table. I'm not that good on radio. I'll be fun during breaks, though.
Would you get your beard shaped and a straight edge shave on the air if I were to draft you?
Yeah, that's fine with me. You going to bring up a barber?
Yeah.
I know a lady. She doesn't know you. She knows me.
Full release.
All right, gotta go.